ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नाष्टपयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवद्सेवया भगवद्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम् एते चं सागलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयं इन्द्रियाद्व्याकुलं लोकं मृद्यन्ते युगे युगे नाम संकेतनम यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम प्रणाम दुख समनस्तम नमामि हरिं परम निगम कल्पातरोर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखदं मृददिवसम्मतं विविधभक्तं रासमालयं होरोरासिक भुवि भावुकः We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto 3rd chapter text number 46. Shri Shuka Uvacha Ityuktva Siddharistushnim Bhagavan Atma Mayaya Pitro Sampashyato Sadhyo Bhabhuva Prakita Shishu Shri Shuka Uvacha Sri Sukadev Goswami said, Iti Uktva, after instructing in this way, Asit remained Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tushnim, silent, Bhagavan, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atma Mayaya. By acting in his own spiritual energy. Pitro Sampashyato. While his father and mother were factually seeing him. Sadhya. Immediately, Bhabhuva, he became Prakrita, like an ordinary human being, Shishu, a child. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, after thus instructing his father and mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna remained silent. In their presence, by his internal energy, he then transformed himself into a small human child. In other words, he transformed himself into his original form, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sambhavam Yatma Mayaya. Whatever is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is done by his spiritual energy. Nothing is forced upon him by the material energy. This is the difference between the Lord and an ordinary living being. The Vedas say, Parasya Shaktir Vividaya Vividaiva Shruyate Sabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha Shetashvatar Upanishad. It is natural for the Lord to be untinged by material qualities, and because everything is perfectly present in His spiritual energy, as soon as he desires something, it is immediately done. The Lord is not a Prakrita Shishu, a child of this world, but by his personal energy he appeared like one. Ordinary people may have difficulty accepting the Supreme Controller God as a human being because they forget that he can do everything by his spiritual energy, Atmamayaya. Non-believers say, how can the Supreme Controller descend as an ordinary being? This sort of thinking is materialistic. Srila Jiva Goswami says that unless we accept the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as inconceivable, beyond the conception of our words and mind, we cannot understand the Supreme Lord. Those who doubt that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can come as a human being and turn himself into a human child are fools who think that Krishna's body is material, that is born, and that he therefore also dies. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 4th chapter, verses 28 and 29, there is a description of Krishna's leaving his body. Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, when all the members of the Yadu dynasty met their end, Krishna also put an end to himself. And the only member of the family who remained alive was Uddhav. How was this possible? Sukadeva Goswami answered that Krishna, by his own energy, destroyed the entire family and then thought of making his own body disappear. In this connection, Sukadeva Goswami described how the Lord gave up his body. But this was not the destruction of Krishna's body. Rather, it was the disappearance of the Supreme Lord by his personal energy. Actually, the Lord does not give up his body, which is eternal, but as he can change his body from the form of Vishnu to that of an ordinary human child, he can change his body to any form he likes. This does not mean that he gives up his body. By spiritual energy, the Lord can appear in a body made of wood or stone. He can change his body into anything because everything is his energy. Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. As clearly said in Bhagavad Gita, Bhumir Bina Prakriti Rastada. The material elements are separated energies of the Supreme Lord. If he transforms himself into the Archa Murti, the worshipable deity, which we see as stone or wood, he is still Krishna. Therefore, the Shastra warns, Arche Vishnau Shiladhir Guru Sunaramati. One who thinks that the worshipable deity in the temple is made of wood or stone, one who sees a Vaishnava Guru as an ordinary human being, or one who materially conceives of a Vaishnava as belonging to a particular caste, is Naraki, a resident of hell. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can appear before us in many forms as he likes. But we must know the true facts. Janma karma chame dibyam evam yoveti tattvataha. By following the instruction of sadhu, guru and shastra, the saintly persons, the spiritual master, and the authoritative scriptures, one can understand Krishna and then make his life successful by returning home back to Godhead. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadam Hayam Tadati Sabarantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadagamalan Sri Guran Vaishnavamscha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Sri Vishagandvidamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Govigaganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Shuku Vacha Ityuktva Siddharistushnim Bhagavan Atma Mayaya Pitro Sampashyato Sadyo Babhuva Prakrita Shishuho. Sugriva Goswami is continuing to speak to Parikshit Maharaj. So that after instructing his father and mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, remained silent. In their presence, by his internal energy, he then transformed himself into a small human child. In other words, he transformed himself into his original form, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna, as explained here by Prabhupada, quoting from the first canto, third chapter, text number 43, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, that he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Swayam Bhagavan, that refers to the original personality of Godhead. There are many personalities of Godhead, many Vishnu Murtis with different names, Ramchandra Bhagavan also. They all addressed as Bhagavan. Sometimes even great personalities are addressed as Bhagavan, those who are fully surrendered to the Lord, or trying to be fully surrendered. They may also be addressed as Bhagavan. But only Krishna, the son of Vasudeva Devaki, or the son of Krishna, the son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, is addressed as Swami Bhagavan. Sisi Gauni Tai Ki, Sisi Krishna Brahman Ki, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar Ki. And so therefore here, Prabhupada is mentioning, and it is seen in the verse, that first he appeared as Vishnu, four-armed form, which is an expanded form of Krishna, who is the source of everyone, just to convince them that he is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And after that, by their desire, he came to his form as a Prakrita Shishuhu, appearing just like an ordinary child. Prakrita refers to this material world. Shishu is a child. So just like a normal human child, he appeared. But as explained here, Atma Mayaya is coming by his own internal potency. And he's still Bhagavan, always in the form of a child. And usually the children, they are quite helpless. They need to be fed. They cannot walk, they cannot talk. They can practically not do anything. Whereas when the Supreme Lord is appearing as a child, so he's coming with, he's there as a child with all his potencies, and he can do many wonderful activities still, even as in a baby form. And that is seen especially with Krishna. Many times the personalities of Godhead, when they appear as a child, they The first few years they are almost just like ordinary children. But Krishna, right from his very first days, he exhibited very wonderful activities. When he was just a few days old, so there was a Shashti Puja on the sixth day, there's a puja performed. According to the Vedic literatures, many ceremonies are performed, usually for the purification of the child, of the family, to celebrate the child's birth, and for auspiciousness, ceremonies are performed known as samskars. At least 10 samskars to be performed for the Vaishnavas. Those who are more into following the different rules and regulations, they may perform more, 16 or even more. There's a list of 32 or 64. But at least our acharyas have explained, like Gopa Bhatta Goswami in Sakriya Saradipika, that at least 10 samskars should be performed. So, on the sixth day there was a puja performed, Shashti Puja. And at that time Mother Yashoda, so she put little Krishna under a kind of chariot in which she was putting different items. And she was getting things ready for the puja. But that was just not an ordinary chariot in which one is putting different items, but actually it was a demon disguised in that form. And he was thinking, now I have the opportunity, so he came to kill. And so the demons, they were very powerful at Krishna's time. And they had some mystic power, and they could change their form, which nowadays it is not possible for anyone to change their forms. And so he was there to crush the little child, baby Krishna. And as he was doing that, going down, then Krishna with one of his little feet, with on one of them, so he kicked this chariot and it flew up in the sky. And then it flew up quite high and then it fell down on the ground. And that demon was dead. So right from the very beginning he exhibited these wonderful activities, and usually the children, as explained, they cannot say anything, they cannot understand anything, but Krishna always understood everything, and he could see properly and hear properly and understand everything, because he's always the Supreme Lord. At the same time, in order to perform his wonderful pastimes, especially in Braj, so he acted just like an ordinary child most of the time, but sometimes then exhibiting these wonderful extraordinary activities, like lifting Govardhan Hill with a little finger of his left hand when he was only 7 years old, and so many other wonderful pastimes were there. That is only possible for the Supreme Lord. So here, Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that when Krishna is performing his pastimes, so nothing is forced upon him by the material energy, by the external energy. Although he's appearing in this world, but he's always transcendental to the material energy. So in other words, by his own sweet will is appearing, and by his own sweet will is disappearing from this material world. Whereas anybody else, so they are forced to appear and then they are forced to live this material world. According to their previous activities, karma, they stay for a certain time that is usually fixed. How many breath we can take, that is already fixed when one is born in this material world. Some exceptions are there if one is in great distress. Sometimes somebody is committing suicide, which is known as premature death. But otherwise it is already fixed. And then, so of course if one is committing suicide, then one has to suffer for that also, because that is actually sinful to commit suicide. So Krishna, parasya shaktir vividayava shruyate, sabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. He has so many energies which are there, by which everything is happening very nicely, perfectly, in the spiritual world, but also when he comes in the material world, because he's never affected. Everything is going on nicely, according to his sweet will, and according also to his lila shakti. So, the internal potency. And so therefore Krishna, sometimes he's also becoming bewildered, transcendentally bewildered, so that the wonderful pastimes with his eternal associates, who also appear in this material world, but who are also not affected by the modes of material nature, they're always transcendental, so that they can happen very nicely, smoothly, and without interruption. And in the case of Krishna, Yashoda Nandan, and his associates, without even knowing, the eternal Lord said, they do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord by the influence of Yoga Maya. And Krishna is forgetting sometimes that he is the Supreme Lord by his own lila shakti, internal potency. He's thinking, I'm the son of Mother Yashoda or Nanda Baba, Madhu Mangal, Sridham, Sudham, they are my friends. Srimati Radharani, Lalita Vishaka, and the other gopis, they are Krishna's most beloved. So wonderful relationships are there. And so by his own potency, so Krishna himself becomes sometimes bewildered. But at the same time, so that is mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also, that he's always sarvagya, he knows everything. But at the same time, he can be mugda, he can be bewildered by his own potency, so that the pastimes can be performed very nicely. And here mentioned, so jnana, bala, kriya, these are the main three shaktis, also known as sandini shakti, and the chik shakti, and the haladini shakti. So the manifestation, so Krishna is the source of everything, and so the internal potency is known as Sarup Shakti, the main potency, and it is divided in three: Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini. And Krishna himself is the presiding deity of the knowledge potency, Samvit, the Chit Shakti, Samvit. And Balaram is the presiding deity of the Sandini Shakti, the existence potency. And Srimati Radharani, she is the presiding deity of the pleasure potency, Hiladini Shakti. Even actually in this material world, expanded form of these energies are also there, by which everything is set in motion in this material world. Hinted here at Jnana Bala Kriya Shakti, also known sometimes as Dravya, Jnana and Kriya Shakti. So Dravya Bala, so that is the external manifestation of the Sandini Shakti. Dravya means the the substance, and also Bala means, of course, as we know, Balaram, the strength. So that is the existent potency in the spiritual world. And even so in the material world, there is this potency there by which everything is manifested in this material world. And then there is of course the transcendental knowledge, Chit Shakti, Samvit Shakti, but then there is material knowledge also. And similarly, the pleasure potency is there, activity is there, transcendental loving service towards Krishna that is performed by the Ladini Shakti. And in the material world, so the Kriya Shakti is there, by which the living entities, under the influence of the world's material nature, they are engaged in many different activities. So here Prabhupada is explaining and quoting this verse that there are many energies emanating from the Supreme Lord. And Krishna is always transcendental to especially the external energy. Of course, to completely and properly understand that these different energies is not so easy, and how everything is manifested in this material world, and that Krishna is the source of everything, and the material energy is coming from Krishna also. But then Krishna is transcendental to the material energy, and is coming to this material world, but is not affected. But then the material energy is within Krishna, because everything is coming from Krishna. So that is, for ordinary people, it is very difficult to understand. Even actually for the devotees to completely understand, it is very difficult. But we simply try to hear from the devotees, from the spiritual master, from the scriptures, as Prabhupada is explaining, sadhu, guru, shastra. So we have to hear, and then we have to try to understand. And we may pray that we may understand everything properly, and that we may be properly engaged in devotional service and make our life perfect. So it is important to have some knowledge in order to advance in spiritual life. And jnana and vairagya has to be there. And one has to become detached from this material world, from material activities, from sense gratification. But the main activity is there, that is bhakti, priti purvak, serving the Lord, engaging in devotional activities with love and affection for the pleasure of the Lord. So that is most important. But in order to be properly situated, it is important to gain this transcendental knowledge, and one has to practice detachment. And even just simply receiving knowledge, that is not sufficient. There's jnana and then there's vijnana. As even Krishna told to Lord Brahma in the beginning, when there was only darkness, he could not see anything before the creation, which he had to do. And then Krishna, Supreme Lord, told him that jnanam param guhyam me yad vijnanam samanvita, that I'm giving you this knowledge and also I'm giving you the realization. So, but then how is the realization coming? Sarahasya tadangascha. Dangasya refers to the limbs of devotional service, and it is a kind of secret, this path of devotional service. But by taking shelter of the spiritual master and following his instructions, then everything will be revealed in due course of time. First one is hearing, one can understand something, but not everything may be very clear. But then as one is practicing, then it becomes more and more clear, and there's practical realization. And the first step in spiritual life is to understand that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. But then to realize practically, so it will take some time. So theoretical knowledge is there, and then by engaging in devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, then the realization will come in due course of time, and one can fully perceive oneself as being completely apart from the gross and subtle body. And then actually only then, when one is engaged in devotional service, then it will be possible to perceive Krishna as he is in the Satchidananda Swarup, and understand our eternal relationship with him. And then we can more clearly understand Krishna's appearance, Krishna's activities, and Krishna's disappearance, as Prabhupada is also mentioning towards the end of the purport, Janma Karma Cha Medivyam Evam Yoveti Tattvataha, from the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, text number 9. Evam Yoveti Tattvataha, Veti Tattvataha, means to know in truth. One who knows in truth the Janma, the birth, the activities of Krishna, which are Dibya, they are transcendental. Janma kamachame divyam evam yoveti tattvatah tyaktra deham puna janma naiti mam eti swajana. So those who are able to understand it clearly, then they will not have to take birth again. But then they can join the pastimes of the Lord. And then they will never return to this material world. But in order to be able to, as mentioned here, to go, also as Prabhupada, if one can understand Krishna and thus makes his life successful, he can return home back to Godhead, enter the pastimes of the Lord. Nitya Lila Pravesh. Sometimes we say, Jayam Vishnupad Nitya Lila Pravishta. Janita Lila Pravishta. The spiritual master is in entering the eternal pastimes of the Lord. So that is actually the goal. Of course, the eternal associates of the Lord, like for example, the followers of Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, Bhaktisiddhanta, Prabhupada. So they are eternal associates, they are always with the Lord. And they are coming to this world. But it doesn't mean they are not there in the spiritual world. They are in the spiritual world, but they are also here at the same time. And then when they are giving up this body, so they may go somewhere else to continue serving. But they never, it's not that they are not there in Golok Vrindavan. And Krishna, when he comes here to this material world, it doesn't mean he's not in Golok, that Golok is empty. Krishna is taking a break, he's in the material world. No, he's always performing his pastimes as Navayovana, Kishore Kishori. That is his eternal age, as a fresh youth, ever fresh, youthful body, never deteriorating, like 15, 16 years old. Eternally, that is his age, Kishore. And Srimati Radharani, she is Kishori, in the prime of youth, a little younger than Krishna, eternally. They're performing their pastimes. At the same time, when the material world is manifested, they're coming to this world and then they're appearing as children. But that is extraordinary, completely beyond the modes of material nature. The childhood pastimes are there of the divine couple, and then they're growing. It seems to be just like ordinary children, but it is extraordinary. So one who understands properly the pastimes of the Lord, he can enter the spiritual kingdom. He can enter the pastimes and be engaged in the transcendental loving exchange with the Supreme Lord. So the highest planet is actually Golok Vrindavan. There are unlimited spiritual planets, Vaikuntha, Lok. And in each planet, there is a personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Different names are there. Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradumna, Aniruddha, which are Vishnu Murtis, expanded forms of Vasudev, Krishna, and Shankarshan, Balaram, and his son Pradumna, and grandson Aniruddha. They're there in Dwarka. But it's a Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradumna, Aniruddha, also in Vaikuntha. They all have their own planet, and they have their associates. And they are accompanied by the goddess of fortune. In each planet there is a Lakshmi Devi there. And they have their unlimited associates and wonderful loving exchanges there. But the highest planet is known as Krishna Loka. And that is divided in four. There is Dwarkapuri. Dwarkadish Krishna is there eternally. And then Mathurapuri is there. There is Mathuresh is there, also Krishna. And then Golok Vrindavan, Braj Vrindavan, where Yashodananda Krishna is there. So Krishna is in Golok, is in Mathura, and is in Dwarka, eternally in the spiritual world. And they have their eternal associates. and performing at the same time pastimes in Golok, in Mathura, in Dwarka. And then the fourth part in Krishna Loka, that is Shvetadip Navadvip, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing his eternal pastimes with his associates. So that is Krishna. Chaitanya is no different from Radha and Krishna. And Shvetadip Navadvip is no different from Braj. But at the same time, they are different also. Two abodes are there, Shvetadip Navadvip and Braj Vrindavan, simultaneously one and different. So, by being constantly engaged in spiritual activities, by the mercy of the Spiritual Master and the Supreme Lord, then we can understand the things as they are, and when we understand them properly, when one is pure in heart, in consciousness, and then one can enter the pastimes of the Lord. So, one has to be constantly engaged in these spiritual activities under the guidance of the Spiritual Master, in the association of the devotees, and always remain very humble, tolerant, and respectful, and always chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, also an important point mentioned here, of course, the disappearance of the Lord, which is sometimes not easily understood, and many people, they are then questioning, how is the Supreme Lord? Already he's appearing as a child, that is one thing, but then as he's left his body, it is explained he left a kind of body also, as he was, there was one hunter, he was shooting an arrow and then hitting the heel of the Lord's foot, and then one body was left there. So here also Prabhupada is explaining that with ordinary understanding, so it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead with ordinary intelligence, but only in purified consciousness, with transcendental intelligence received from the Spiritual Master and the Lord, then we can understand the things properly. How everything is proper, how everything is possible for the Lord. And Prabhupada is giving the example just like the Archa Vigraha in the temple. So the Lord is appearing, also known as Archavatar, is appearing in this form so that a conditioned soul can see Him. Because otherwise, if the Archavigraha is not there, one cannot see Krishna, the Supreme Lord. So therefore, He's appearing in the form, and is maybe made of stone or wood, but we should understand that the form is completely transcendental. And we should not just see, oh, it is made of marble. Of course, at the same time, we are in this world and we have to use our intelligence, and for practical understanding and communication, we have to say, for example, yes, this deity is made of wood and it is made of stone. Marble, when the deity is made of marble, so we have to be a little careful, especially if the deities are small and they are not fixed. Because if one is not careful and the deity is falling, the deity may break, but it doesn't mean Krishna is broken. No. Because Krishna can immediately disappear. So sometimes it has happened, when they're seen in different places and even in our society, that some deities they were broken. So Krishna is manifest in, he becomes manifest in this form so we can perceive Him, so we can serve Him. But sometimes due to various factors, then sometimes the deities are broken. And even previously, the Muslims, they were actually by purpose breaking the deities and to destroy the faith of the worshippers. Of course, those who have strong faith, they will never lose their faith. And they will understand that it's just by the external energy these things are happening. And but they are, because they have engaged in devotional service, they can also see that Krishna is completely aloof from these material elements. But He becomes present in these elements which are coming from Him, And ultimately when Krishna is present and it is brittle, but then it can disappear and then simply a stone is there or wood is there, which may be broken. So similarly when he left, some kind of body was there. But Krishna is always transcendently situated, but he can do the possible possible. And one time, one devotee was asking Prabhupada, so Prabhupada, can Krishna create a very big, big hill which he cannot lift? And Prabhupada said, yes, of course he can. Even like Govardhan Hill is there, a special hill. But then Prabhupada also said, he makes a hill, he can make a hill which he cannot lift. But then the next second, Prabhupada waited a few seconds and he said, but then he can lift the hill also. So he can do something impossible and then he can do anything. So that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by being engaged in devotional service, and we can understand to some extent the wonderful activities of the Lord and these energies and how Krishna is performing different activities and about this material world, how it is coming in being, how it is again also destroyed. So we can have some understanding. But more important than having this understanding is to be, but it is important also to have the understanding, but then more important is to engage in the transcendental loving service. Constantly engaged in service and then coming on to the transcendental platform, then one can realize the wonderful transcendental form of the Lord and one's own transcendental form, and then one can enter the pastimes of the Lord. So we always need the mercy of the spiritual master and the devotees in order to advance, in order to come to the highest stage of pure devotional service. It is a gradual process. We endeavor nicely, then we get some mercy. And by that mercy we can endeavor more, and we can make more advancement, then we get more mercy. And by that mercy we can advance more, and so in this way we can come to the highest stage. So also today we are celebrating the disappearance day of two great devotees of the Lord, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Krishna. And so we will, in order to get their mercy, so we will just say a few words. Sri Mahesh Pandit first, his disappearance. So Mahesh Pandit was an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially also he was close to Nityananda Prabhu. And as we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told Nityananda Prabhu to preach Krishna consciousness all over Bengal and nowadays Bangladesh also. And one time he told him that you should just preach and you don't have to come to Jagannath Puri, that were after he had taken sannyas and he stayed in Puri. He said, don't come to Puri, you just go and preach. So he was preaching, but he was at the same time he has a loving relationship with Mahaprabhu. And so he was feeling separation from the Lord. So therefore, still every year he used to come to Jagannath Puri doing Rati Yatra and stay for 4 months during Chaturmas most of the time to be with Mahaprabhu. And so Mahesh Pandit used to travel with Nityananda Prabhu and preach Krishna consciousness. And so there were 12 devotees who were very close and near to Nityananda Prabhu, and they are known as Dvadash Gopal, 12 Gopal, referring to them that they are actually Gopal, that means they are coward boys in Krishna Lila, who are friends of Krishna and Balaram. So it is explained that in Krishna Lila, he is serving Mahesh Pandit, his name is Mahabahu, and he's serving Krishna Balaram. He's one of the friends of Krishna Balaram. So he also personally established and served some deities of Nitai Goranga, Gonitai, and then deities of Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath. So which are very important for the devotees, these three deities, Madan Mohan, Govinda, Deva, and Gopinath. Of course, not the deities which are here in Vrindavan, which were established by Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Madhu Pandit. As even in our society, we have many Madan Mohan deities and many Radha Govinda deities and Radha Gopinath. So we establish them and serve them very nicely. So, Sri Mahesh Pandit ki. So by remembering him, by speaking about him, then we'll get his blessings, and that will help us to advance and come closer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Sisi Radha Shama Sundar. Another great personality who disappeared on this day. So that is Udarandat Thakur. So he appeared in Bengal also, and in a place called Saptagram. Actually, Saptagram, Sapta means seven, gram means village. There are seven villages together. Krishnapur, Nitanandapur, Vasudevpur, Shivapur, Vansavedya, Sahanagar, and Saptagram. So altogether they are known as Saptagram, but even one of them is also known as Saptagram. So he was staying, and he appeared and stayed in Saptagram. And actually many devotees of the Lord, they are from many associates of Mahaprabhu, Nitananda Prabhu, they were from Saptagram, from one of these seven villages. But he specifically, so he stayed in Saptagram. And he appeared in a family of, in a rich family of gold merchants. And then, and he married, he was a householder. And then he was also working as a minister of the state. And even in his honor, where he was working as a minister, so the place where he stayed, where his office was, so that was called after him, Udaranapur. Still, it is not. It is present up to this day, Udaranapur, where he was working as minister. And Nityananda Prabhu many times visited him at his home and accepted food. So he was taking prasadam there. And Nityananda Prabhu, many times he went to Saptagram and he was performing Sankirtan there. And of course, Prem Naam Sankirtan. And the pure devotees are chanting Shuddha Naam, Prem Naam. And in this way, delivering all the people of these villages there. Of course, those who are submissive, those who are appreciating the Lord. So they were delivered. But as we know, there are always some people who are envious and they were not able to get the mercy. Although the Supreme Lord, Nityananda, and the pure devotees are always ready to bestow their mercy upon all. But one has to be receptive. One has to ultimately then surrender and follow the instructions, especially chanting the holy names, which is the Yuga Dharma. When he was 26 years old, his wife suddenly died. So then he left everything. He left his job, his service, his family, and he simply stayed with Nityananda Prabhu and preached Krishna consciousness all over Bengal. And he worshipped also deities which he himself personally installed later on, after Mahaprabhu had left, and Nityananda Prabhu also. He installed deities of Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, and Sad Bhuj Mahaprabhu, sixth arm form of Mahaprabhu. So famous sixth arm form of Mahaprabhu, which he sometimes manifested, one time in Jagannath Puri to Sarvabhum Bhadachai, and one time also in Navadvip to Nityananda Prabhu. A few times he manifested that form. So he had the ditya of Sadbhuj Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu having the danda, the stick of the renunciant, and the water pot, which is also another of the items which the sannyasis are carrying. Always they have a danda and a water pot. And then two arms are there of Ramchandra Bhagavan, bow and arrow, and two arms of Krishna holding the flute. So Krishnadas Kauraviraj Goswami is explaining in Chaitanya Chaitamrita that by hearing about these great devotees and by glorifying them, then the devotees, they will immediately get transcendental blessings and spiritual strength by which they can ultimately come to the stage of Krishna praying. So simply by hearing, glorifying and offering pranam to them, or just doing jaikar, just saying their names, and then one is immensely benefit. Sri Udarandas Dat Thakur Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki. So we stop here. Any comments or any question? Yes, one question. Microphone.
Yes.
Yeah, so one question. And then we have to stop because other activities to be performed by all the devotees. Yes. So how come people, they were hearing about Krishna? Yes, because they're always great devotees, like for example Narada Muni. So he's a very special devotee, and we can see from the Bhagavatam that he was there before Krishna appeared also, much before. He's coming and going in this world, and he can even travel to other planets. He can go to the lower planets, to the upper planets. He's a transcendental spaceman. He doesn't need an airplane. And he has full knowledge. So he's an eternal associate of the Lord. Even his original form is actually in Braj. He's a gopi in Braj, Narada Muni. So he has all knowledge. So whenever he's coming with full knowledge. So he can tell others about Krishna. So the pure devotees of the Lord, they have full knowledge about the different incarnations also. And therefore they were able to tell others. And therefore we can see even Ramchandra's time. And there were some sages, they were meditating on Krishna. The sages of the Dandakaranya forest, they were meditating on Krishna. In Gopi Bhav, actually. They wanted to become gopis. So they had heard about Krishna, and the gopis are the greatest devotees. And then they saw Ramchandra, and they had this also feeling. They saw, oh, Krishna, oh, Ramchandra looks just like Krishna. So they had these feelings towards him also, conjugal feelings, because they were advanced. But Krishna understood and he told them, in this incarnation that is not possible. But in my next incarnation you will also come, and then your desires will be fulfilled. So even in Ramchandra's time they were knowing about Krishna. But at that time, so some of them, they were worshipping Krishna, and they were also able to attain perfection, but not so many. And different times, so different incarnations are there, and then when they're present, then they're giving the knowledge, and then they are actually worshipped. But exceptional cases are there, and because the pure devotees, exceptional devotees like Narada Muni, So they are coming and going at different times, and they give this transcendental knowledge. They reveal that, but rarely. There's not many that will understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or that they will worship Krishna. So we are most fortunate that although Kali Yuga is the most fallen age, but that we are here now at this time, so it's actually great, good fortune for us. Especially Mahaprabhu just appeared a few hundred years ago, 534 years ago, now he'll be 35. And so by his mercy we can easily approach Krishna. Otherwise it is difficult. Even any time to approach Krishna, to become a pure devotee of Krishna, is not so easy. But by the mercy of Mahaprabhu it is a little easier. So by chanting the holy names and sincerely serving the spiritual master, then we can attain perfection and enter the highest planet, Golok Vrindavan, and have a wonderful loving exchange with Krishna. So but the knowledge is always there. There are always, even in the different Puranas which are there, so the knowledge is given, like for example Padma Purana. There are descriptions about Krishna's pastimes there. In the Padma Purana. What's that? Oh, you see, first there's one, the Veda is there, that was manifested. And at different times manifested. One time Varaha manifested the Vedas, and then also it was revealed to Lord Brahma, and he spoke also the Veda, and that was divided in four, also the four Vedas. And then the Puranas came at different times, so the descriptions are there. I can't remember all the dates and when exactly it was revealed. But so long time ago they were revealed, and so this knowledge was given. So like for example Padma Puranas, they are very old, and there the knowledge is given about Krishna. So some things are revealed at certain times, but then sometimes again it is lost. But then again it may be revealed. Like even sometimes the holy abode is covered, like Braj. Now it was revealed when Krishna appeared, but after a few hundred years or thousand, well, after at least 10,000 years or maybe a little more, it will be again covered. Even Navadvip. So sometimes it is covered and sometimes it is revealed. When Mahaprabhu appeared, it was fully manifested. Navadvip. But shortly after he left, again it was covered. Navadvip was covered by the influence of the Ganges River, and because the people were, in Kali Yuga things are very quickly deteriorating. But then again it was manifested. And then especially by then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he revealed with the help of God, of Jagannath Das Babaji, the appearance place and then the different holy places were manifested, and now a wonderful temple, Adbhut Mandir, is being established, and in this way the glories again are there, manifested of Mahaprabhu. But after 10,000 years again, slowly but surely it will be covered. So the knowledge about the Supreme Lord is always there in this material world, because always pure devotees are there, and Krishna himself is coming. Even for example, before Mahaprabhu, different great personalities were there, Jayadeva Goswami, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, and then Mahaprabhu manifested to them also, and gave them also indication that he will appear and introduce the Yuga Dharma, but he told them, you don't preach about that now, it is not the time. So always the Lord Vishnu, for example, he knows also about Krishna or about Mahaprabhu, but they are not telling because it is not the time. Okay, we'll stop here. Grant Rachimar Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivedanta ki.